צהריים טובים, חבר'ה, השתבח שמו, we are back. Today is Mishnah Shabbat Kodesh, לסדר אחרי קדושים. It is Dalit Be'iyar. So, yesterday we ended off with a big question. Let me just quickly bring you back in. Based on a machloket tanaim about how the shulchan was loaded and unloaded with the lechem apanim, according to Rabbi Yose, the Gemara says, the Mishnah actually says that according to Rabbi Yose, they didn't have to be so makpid to reload the lechem apanim on the shulchan as soon as they were unloading the lechem apanim, and that's still called tamid because you have some in the morning, some in the evening. And the Gemara brought down a mimra from Rabbi Yochanan that according to Rabbi Yose, that if a person says Kriyat Shema, Shacharit ve'arvit, a person who reads Kriyat Shema, Shacharit in the morning and at night, he's Yotze, the pasuk of Lo Yamush Sefer HaTorah Zemipicha Ve'agita Bo Yomam V'Layla, which means there's a mitzvah to be immersed in Torah day and night. According to Rabbi Yose, says Rabbi Yochanan, you'd be able just to be Yotze with Kriyat Shema in the morning, Kriyat Shema in the evening, Ve'yatzai Dechova. And then Rabbi Yochanan said, Ve'davar Ze Asur Le'omro Bifnei Am Ha'aretz. You're not allowed to say it in front of Am Ha'aretz. That's simple because we're concerned that Am Ha'aretz will, you know, kind of abuse it and not learn at all, and therefore he says no. Ravad disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. He says no. He agrees be'etzem with ha'alacha that you're yotze with kriyat shema shacharit ve'arvit. He says v'davar ze mitzvah le'omro bifnei am ha'aretz. It's a halacha that you should tell am ha'aretz. Rashi, Maharsha, and others explain that even though we don't put so much stock in the am ha'aretz himself, miskin is am ha'aretz. He doesn't have the kelim in order to be able to learn, although he's not hopeless, obviously. But in general, we don't really hope for much out of him, but at least what do we put stock in? His children. Maybe he'll send his children to Mutorah. Why is it mitzvah lomar bifnei am ha'aretz? Rashi said, Aziz Pshat says that if you tell the Talmid Chacham that be'etzem you yotze Talmud Torah with Kriyat Shema Shacharit ve'arvit, and over there, what's the Sachar? The Gemara says in the Pasuk over there in Yehoshua, Kaz tasliach et erachicha ve'az taskil alot zvidichach zvimat, al tarot ve'adichat, big rewards over there. So the Am Ha'aretz might be nosek al v'chomer ba'atzmo and say that if for limud or Kriyat Shema Shacharit ve'arvit, this is how much Sachar you get. Can you imagine a person who immerses himself for several hours or for all day long, how much sachar he's going to get for Talmud Torah? And by doing so, you'll encourage him to be megadelet banav le Talmud Torah. So even though he's Am Ha'aretz, but at least his children will come out Talmidei Chachamim. I had my mashgiach used to say, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, yizaharu mibnei aniyim shemem tetzeh Torah. It's not only about aniyim mamash bekesef, it's also aniyut basechin. Sometimes you see people who are Am Ha'aretz miskinim, they're pshutim, but they really, they're machshiv the Torah, and you see that their children come out, and they're chachamim uflagim. So, hizaharu mibnei aniyim is not just aniyim befo'al, aniyim bekesef, it's also aniyim bedaat. Hizaharu mibnei aniyim. Don't mock the Am Ha'aretz either. Oh, what's going to come at you? Why? Shemhem tetze Torah. Sometimes, if you infuse them with a love of Torah, even though they can't learn, their children will come out to be tamdei chachamim. Yeah. No, so that's what he's saying. That's what Rava says. Teach him. Teach him the pasuk, teach him the halacha. Why? Because then he'll be nosek al vachomer and he'll be able to send his children to Torah. Okay. Anyway, interestingly, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchot Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, in Aleph Chet, he brings down what we saw from Maran yesterday in Yoreh De'aseh Menu Shemem Vav, Kol Ish Mi'Yisrael Chayav Talmud Torah, Ben Ani, Ben Ashir, Ben Shalem Begufo, Ben Ba'al Yisurim, Ben Bachur, Ben Sheyah Zaken, Gadol, Shetashash Kocho. At any stage in life, it's interesting, the only mitzvah during which you don't say, Onis Rechaman HaPatrei, you have to learn.
On your deathbed.
Even on your deathbed. Afilu Aniyam Ve'afilu Ba'al Yishah Uvanim, Chayav Likbo Al Uzman Letalmud Torah, Bayom Uvalayla. That's the very minimum. You need to say there, well, it doesn't say how much, but you need to be koveh ha'itim la'Torah, both in the morning and at night. Shneimar, ve'agita bo yomam v'layla. That's that. The Rambam completely omits both opinions, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rava, about being able to be yotze with Kriyat Shema Shacharit ve'arvit. Now, if you look in the Lech Mishneh, he says over here that the Rambam felt that this was too big of a kula, and therefore he didn't incorporate it over here. That's why he left it out. Yeah, because Mamash doesn't paskin like it, because the Rambam felt that He didn't paskin like that at all, and therefore that's why he didn't bring it down. Not only asul omro bifna amar, it's completely left it out, which is very interesting. Many, many poskim questioned the Rambam, Birkei Yosef, Shulchan Gavoa. Many poskim, they say, why are you saying that? Hare, if it's the halacha, you get, there's a klala ora'ah. And not only that, when there's a machloket, Rabbi Yochanan v'Rava, derech Rambam, when it comes to Amoraim, he paskins always like the later Amoraim, halacha kebatra. Why is that the klala? You ever ask yourself, why is halacha kebatra'ah?
He's seen the earlier
shitot, and he's able to still paskin with that in mind. That's also, by the way, when there's a machloket, Bavli Birushalmi, halacha kebavli. Why? Because the Bavli was compiled much later than the Yerushalmi, and therefore the Bavli already knew the shitot in the Yerushalmi and still paskin the certain way. That's also begeder hilcheta kebatra'a, and that's why we paskin like a Bavli over Yerushalmi.
Bavli's father is
Is that a question?
Yeah.
Meaning it's later than Talmud Yerushalmi. Talmud Yerushalmi was compiled by Rabbi Yochanan.
Isn't the one closer to Sinai the higher level one?
No. Because of here, when it comes to Torah Shebe'al Peh, the later you are, again, in terms of Amoraim can't argue on Tanaim, that's because the greatness was different. But when you're in the same Tkufa, the rule is, in the same Tkufa of Amoraim, you go with the later ones because they had more information. That's the idea.
Everyone's masking to this color?
Or yeah. That's the... it's brought down in Shas many times. Rif quotes it. And even with Rava, not always do paskin like Rava. Let's say Rav Papa, ya Talmido. Even though he's a Talmid, paskin like Rav Papa. You always, Ravina v'Ravashe. They were later. They were Talmide Talmideim. And yet, halacha k'Ravashe. Why? The Batra'ahu. The Gemara always says that. So why isn't the Rambam quoting this thing as halacha? If it's the halacha, say it. And if it's, we do find, what are you going to say? No, people are going to abuse it. So right over here, so right, either davarze asul omro bifna ma'aretz, so just paskin like that. Say the halacha. Don't avoid the halacha because you don't want takalat to come out. He says, the Rambam says a similar thing in Chot Tfilin. Halacha is that technically, if you had your tefillin on before Shkiat HaChama, yeah, you're not allowed to be maniach tefillin balayim. It's a gzera midrabanan. But if you had your tefillin on before Shkia, the Rambam says, Mufurash, that technically it's allowed to be on you all night long. Mutar. Vedavar ze, he says, ve'in morim ken. You're not allowed to paskin like this for people. It's halacha ve'in morim ken. So we do see that the Rambam sometimes has these histaygut. Paskin's the halacha, but don't paskin like it. Say the same thing. Birkei Yosef, Shulchan Gavoa. They're very fiery about this thing. Why did the Rambam leave out this halacha? Lecha Mishnah says Imamish doesn't paskin like it. Birkei Yosef and the Shulchan Gavoa did not accept that. They said, what do you mean? It's a psak in the Gemara. You can't ignore Amoraim. And if that's the case, okay, so say it b'istaygut. Say it, by the way, either if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, asul omrom lifna ma'aretz. You want to say like Rava, mitzvah omrom lifna ma'aretz, but paskin one way. Why are you just leaving it open-ended? They leave it b'tzarech yun. Yeah.
The klal of halacha v'in morin, we say that's not paskining, or we just paskin like it, we just don't tell people?
No, it's in Shulchan Aruch. You paskin like it, you just can't paskin like it. You can write it down. Fina rabim. Yeah.
No. So for myself, I can do it?
What?
Whatever.
Technically, you just can't be Morin La Tzibur.
But I can do like a few, like in front of other people?
Yes. Technically.
We're
Machmir. According to Kabbalah, Bichlal, you have to make sure it's off. Aval Mikol Makom, Zeh Halacha.
No, I'm telling people,
oh, well, that's exactly the question, why the Rambam didn't even bring it down in his Pesakim.
Should we tell the
Amaratzim? Wait, hold on. There's an interesting yeshuv from Rav Tzafichit Bidvash. He says an interesting thing. Rabbeinu Chaim Binyamin Pantremoli. He was Michachme Izmir. He's a Gaon Turki. He writes in the Sefer Tzafichit Bidvash an interesting yeshuv for the Rambam. The Rambam was speaking about run-of-the-mill. He was speaking about default. A regular person who doesn't have all these onasim, you have to be kovei aitim la Torah in the morning and the night. If a person is so super anus that he can't do it, then be'emet, the halacha is that he can be yotze with kriyat shema shacharit ve'arvit. That's what he writes. Very similar, if you remember, we said according to Maran yesterday, what happens if a person so can't learn? Mamash amaretz, what do you say? Support. Speak letam de chachamim. So just like Maran made that provision, the Rambam was speaking about a regular case. But in a case where a person is mamash so anus that he can't even learn for a minute, then be'emet, he's maskim, that he's yotze with kriyat shema shacharit ve'arvit. Oh, so now he says, so why didn't the Rambam write that? Why didn't the Rambam write that provision? So he says, manafshach, nothing's going to come out of it. What are you going to say? For what? Why do you want him to write it? Why don't you write that this is the halacha, v'asul amra bifna ma'aretz? That what? To tell him that he's doing kriyat shema anyway. To be osik b'torah, he's not going to be able to anyway. Just what? The only thing that can come out of it is that amei ha'aretz are going to read this and abuse the system, so memela, the Rambam didn't even want to write it. That's what
what's Pshat Rabbi Nachman, what does he say?
Which part? The second part?
The Manashah.
Here, I'll read it to you. He says like this. Why didn't you just say that an anus can be yotzeit kriyat shema? So he says, v'tiretz. He says, la nafkalan klum mizeh, ma nafshach, you gain nothing. Im lashmi einu she'enu chayav la'asok b'torah, harei b'lav hachi einu yachol mechamat onso. What do you have to tell me that he's yotzeit kriyat shema for? To tell me that he doesn't really have to be yosek b'torah? He's not doing it anyway. He's anus. Elamai, what's going to come in? V'im lomar she'b'kriyat shema levad maspik lo, v'kiyem bazeh mitzvah, pasuk shel v'agita, efshar she'etze mizeh takala, sh'kol adam yachzik atzmo la'anus, v'lo yasuk b'torah, kiyem b'kriyat shema. People are going to say, oh, I'm also anus, anus. Once you start writing halacha about anusim, then what? Everybody's going to say, I'm anus, and they're going to come to abuse it. Huh? I don't know about that. Whatever. But this is mitzvah d'orayt of Isaka Torah. So, Memela, he felt, the Rambam felt, that there was nothing tangible that would come to toilet by writing this halacha.
Do we usually write halachot for anusim? I think that, like...
Sometimes, but over here, it's not only for anusim, it's the fact that the Rambam was concerned that people would, you know, that there would be a takala. That's one. There's a Nimuke Maharai, quoting the Trumat HaDeshin, who gives another answer why the Rambam would leave out such a crucial halacha. And he says, he wants to give a beautiful answer. There's a Yerushalmi. It's an interesting thing. Yerushalmi writes, and it's actually brought down la halacha in Siman Mem Zayin. Say a person forgot to make Birkot HaTorah in the morning. Just forgot, didn't make Birkot HaTorah. The halacha is, preferably, you should be mechavin, and even b'di'avad, even without kavanah, you do not make Birkot HaTorah after davening. Rather, you yotze with Ava Rabba, Avat Olam, whichever your girsa is, because it talks about mitzvah Talmud Torah. Ve'ra'inin b'toratecha, v'debek libin b'tzvatecha, lilmodu lamed, lishmo v'lasul kayim. It says all that in there. When you mitkavin, that can act as your Birkot HaTorah, as long as what? As long as you learn after davening. Maran Abit Yosef says an interesting thing over there. He says, oh, why does it say that you have to learn after davening? What comes right after Avat Onam? Kriyat Shema. Why not just say that you yotze mitzvah Talmud Torah with Kriyat Shema? Says Maran Abit Yosef, because you're not. Apparently, you see that even from the Yerushalmi, that's why the Yerushalmi says that you have to learn after davening, because the Yerushalmi itself argues on this thing, and therefore, even though it seems like the Maskanav the Bavli, but at least there's Yerushalmi that paskins against that now, which is weird, because why would the Rambam paskin like Yerushalmi over the Bavli? But whatever it is, this is the terutz that he gives, that Be'etzim, like Maran Bet Yosef says, that you're not Yotze with Kriyat Shema. Which is interesting, the Ibn Auzir and other Achronim, they attack Maran, they say, why would you not be Yotze with Kriyat Shema? And they say that Maran is talking about only a case where you weren't mitkavin. You weren't mechaven to be yotze with the divrei Torah. Because don't forget, kriyat shema can have two potential mitzvot. There's the kriya itself, which means even if you don't understand anything, you're yotze the mitzvah of kriyat shema. But also, there could potentially be a mitzvah of Talmud Torah if you're just mechaven to learn Torah and be yotze that mitzvah. So therefore, they all want to say, it's not such a good yeshuv from the Bet Yosef, because when the Bet Yosef says that you're not yotze with kriyat shema, you're not yotze with kriyat shema when you're not mitkaven for Talmud Torah. But if you simultaneously have kavana for both mitzvot kriyat shema and Talmud Torah, by the way, can you be yotze two different mitzvot with the same thing? The Maharsham actually asked that question. No, chavilot is only when you're doing two different actions. But if it's the same action, the halacha is that you're able to be yotze two different mitzvot simultaneously, even with two separate kavanot, one for mitzvot kriyat shema and one for mitzvot Talmud Torah. Be'etzim, even Auzer and other achronim say that Maran would agree that you're yotze de chova, and therefore, this answer really doesn't hold water too much. What do you want to say? Also. Now, technically, the mitzvah de'oraita of kriyat shema is already done by the time you get there. Is machloket achronim? Where's the de'oraita of mitzvot kriyat shema? Okay. Pri Chadash holds Pirik Rishon, the first Pirik. Other Achronim hold both Pirakim. Da'at Maran Bet Yosef? First Pasuk and Baruch Shem. First Pasuk and Baruch Shem is Mideoraita. Ve'yoter mizeh.
We hold that Baruch Shem is Neukuva?
We hold Baruch Shem is Neukuva, yeah. Which is, that's how all of the Achronim ask on Maran, because there's a Mishnah in Berachot that says that if a person was Magia, if a person was reading B'Sefer Torah, V'nitkaven Libo Yatzah, So Maran gets out of it easily because there's no Baruch Shem in the Torah. Answer is that when you're reading from the Sefer Torah, you must have inserted Baruch Shem Kibod Malchuto La'olam Va'ed when you read that pasuk. But kach halacha, kedat Maran. It is a joke, but yeah. Anyway, he learns Maran has many rayot from Rishonim that the only part of Kriyat Shema that is midoraita is only pasuk Rishon and Baruch Shem. Parasha Rishona ve'avta midrabanan. Parasha Shnia bevaday midrabanan. Parasha Shlishit, no safek that it's drabanan. It's only there technically not because of mitzvat Kriyat Shema, only because of mitzvat zchirat yitziat Mitzrayim. So the Chachamim appendaged it to, which again, that mitzvah deoraita, they appendaged it to mitzvah kriyat shema. Really, it's not part of kriyat shema mideoraita, according to anybody. So, tachlis, many, many acharonim leave off b'tzarich yun, why it is that the Rambam, they give all sorts of okimtot and yishuvim, besides for the Lech Mishnah, it says that he mamish didn't paskin, like that shitat Rabbi Yochanan or Rava in the Gemara, either because of Yerushalmi, or because another yishuv that I saw is because, this whole thing is according to Rabbi Yosei. Rabbi Yosei, who said that with regards to the Lech HaMapanim, Tanakama, which is the Chachamim, they disagreed. They said, Tifchoshen Zeh. How would they unload and reload the Lech HaMapanim? Mamash as instantaneously, for there not to be a tifach of space between any of the stacks. So according to that, Tamid, morning and evening, doesn't ever get off the ground that's Tamid. So it's possible, maybe that's why the Rambam didn't paskin like this, because they only said it, B'shitat Rabbi Yosei. Ve'en alacha k'da'at Rabbi Yosei, neged Rabbim. That's another yeshuv that I saw, B'shem Kama Achronim. Yeah. In Lech HaMapanim, he says the halacha is like the Chachamim. Yeah. Tifchoshen Zeh, B'tzad Tifchoshen Zeh, which would be an interesting yeshuv. But again, the question is, because that's with regards to Tamid. Lech HaMapanim, it says, Lechem Panim Lefanai Tamid. We're trying to learn out from Tamid because the Torah says, Lo Yamush, which sounds like Tamid, Ve'agita Bo Yomam V'Layla. So the question is it a little bit Yomam and a little bit Layla, or is it Kol Hayom V'Kol HaLayla? That's a different thing. Besides, by the way, for the Halachan Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that a person should always try to be mechaber the yom va'alayla al yedei limud haTorah, which means when day turns into night, shkiyah time, you should try to be learning. When night turns into day, alot haShachar time, ashmoret, whatever, you should try to be learning in order always to bond the night and the day.
Nets. Huh? You're praying nets.
Not alot haShachar, it's too early.
Oh, whenever the night and morning.
Alot HaShachar is before Nets.
Shkia,
Tzedek HaKochavim? Whatever it is, that thing where the day turns, at least that most people are not up at that time, but at least when day turns into night, it's a ma'ala gdola me'od me'od, Maran writes, to be mechaber et hayom et halayla al yedei limud haTorah.
So,
like a bridge. Shkia? No, later, 7:40 something? What time is it? Bivadai. 7:41.
Connecting Shkia and Ben Ashrashot or Ben Ashrashot and Tzedek HaKochavim?
I would say the whole Tkufa. The whole Tkufa of Ben Ashmashot connected Ali de Limud HaTorah. But anyway, that's why the many different Yishuvim of why the Rambam left out this very crucial halacha, as did Maran, by the way. The language of Maran is just, this one is textbook Rambam, so the same question would be on Maran, but why did the Rambam leave it out? That's what all the Achanonim are busy trying to figure out. Yom Tov Rabotai, Hatzlacha Rabba.